I would describe this as a really as a successful story. Because we started 15 years ago and we came already so far that we are pretty close to the desired end state.
That's UNIFIL Maritime Task Force Commander Rear Admiral Andreas Migeau describing the relationship between the MTF he's commanding and the Lebanese Armed Forces Navy. The first United Nations naval peacekeeping force in history, UNIFIL's MTF supports the Lebanese Navy in monitoring Lebanese territorial waters, securing the Lebanese coast, and preventing the unauthorized entry of arms or related material into Lebanon by sea. The MTF's mission also focuses on training the Lebanese Navy so in the future it can fully perform the maritime security tasks currently supported by the UNIFIL's naval peacekeepers. Details to come in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub.
Exercise. All stations. This is fishing vessel Star.
Here, 20 kilometers off the coast of Beirut, we have come to observe a joint training exercise between the LAF Navy and UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force.
0, 3, 5 degrees.
The sea is choppy, so the Lebanese Navy boat rocks from side to side. The conditions are not ideal, but the Lebanese naval officers, under the watchful eye of UNIFIL's experienced maritime trainers, accomplished the mission successfully. Lieutenant Commander John Adamson, head of the Maritime Task Force's training branch, tells us more.
Today you're seeing a search and rescue exercise, which is actually conducted by the Lebanese Armed Forces Navy. And what's happening is that the MTF unit just dropped a dummy, which simulates a person overboard, and afterwards simulates a distress call of the fishing vessel, which actually lost the person, so that LAF Navy NOC, which means Naval Operations Center, can jump into action and actually coordinate the search for this missing person. They use their own boat, include one MTF unit, which was on scene, and conduct a search for this missing person. Once found, they will actually rescue the person, simulate the medical treatment, and afterwards call in a helicopter for medical exertion and bringing them to the hospital.
Fishing vessel Star, this is Lebanese Navy.
Lebanese Navy, this is fishing vessel Star. I hear you loud and clear.
These kinds of joint exercises represent an important area of cooperation between UNIFIL's MTF and the LAF Navy. Through this kind of practical training, LAF sailors learn best practices that will enable them to react independently to emergencies that might occur within the Lebanese territorial waters. Of course, UNIFIL's MTF is also ready to step in to help in an emergency situation if officially requested by the Lebanese Navy. Lieutenant Commander John Adamson says a recent search and rescue exercise was a step forward for the LAF Navy.
This exercise has been a jump forward for LAF Navy because it's one of the very first they conduct on their own, which means MTF is no longer planning these exercises. We are just taking part as one participant, which means they are conducting, planning and executing all of this search and rescue service, which is very important if you are a coastline state with such a long coastline to have a search and rescue organization able to rescue people who are going overboard or have medical emergencies at sea.
Within UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force, there is one unit exclusively assigned to train LAF Navy officers and sailors. Together with MTF ships, they conduct over 100 training activities and exercises each month. Lebanese Navy Commander Captain Commodore Haytham Dhannawi explains.
في كتير تمارين نحن مشتركة بنعملها مع اليونيفيل. There are lots of training activities that we do jointly with UNIFIL. The most important ones are monitoring of suspicious targets and search and rescue at sea. And recently, we have been focusing on that because it has to do with both civilians and non-civilians. In addition, we train on maritime ship formation, the towing of boats, firefighting aboard ships, and rescuing ships from sinking. Things that are related to the safety of Lebanese Navy ships. Also, there are trainings organized at the Lebanese Naval Academy at different levels. We also have training on how UNIFIL MTF and the Lebanese Navy work as a single team, which takes place aboard ships.
To maintain the safety and security of Lebanese territorial waters, UNIFIL's MTF and the LAF Navy each perform specific tasks. The MTF is responsible for hailing every ship entering Lebanese territorial waters and referring any suspicious ships to Lebanese authorities for further inspection. Lebanese authorities are then responsible for carrying out inspections and authorizing entry into Lebanese ports. The MTF commander explains.
Sea Angelus, motor vessel Sea Angelus, this is the United Nations warship, over.
United Nations warship, this is island transporter.
Since 15 years, the MTF is present here in the area of maritime operation. And since then, more than 113,000 hailings took place. Hailing is a procedure where you get information from inbound and outbound traffic at sea. And we provided and are still providing these informations to the state of Lebanon. And regarding these 113,000 hailings, we requested the inspection of over 16,000 ships so far. You know, you have indications for the need of inspection of the ship, because you have some information not quite correct, or the ship is not expected in the Lebanese harbors or in the Lebanese ports.
The Maritime Task Force's training support to the Lebanese Navy has been increasing over the years in both quantity and substance, and the cooperation has shown remarkable results. This shows progress towards the MTF's main goal, which is to hand over the responsibility for territorial waters entirely to the LAF Navy. Lebanese Navy Commander Rear Admiral Haysam Dunawi again.
The cooperation between LAF Navy and UNIFIL's MTF is continuously in progress. We are working on filling all the gaps that we find during our work with them. And as we say, we are raising the tempo. The things that we used to train on before, we feel we have reached a good performance now. We are looking now for other more sophisticated areas that are in line with the possibility that if the MTF leaves Lebanon, we are able to control these operations in the sea and in a professional and effective way.
In 2018, the UN Security Council adopted Resolution 2433, which called on Lebanon to develop a plan to increase its naval capabilities to set the stage for a gradual transition of responsibilities from UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force to the Lebanese Navy. Rear Admiral Andreas Migu says the partnership between the MTF and the LAF Navy can be considered a success story.
I would describe this as a successful story, because we started 15 years ago and we came already so far that we are pretty close to the desired end state. And what is the desired end state? The desired end state is that Lebanese Armed Forces Navy can fulfill their sovereign task. And it's just a few more steps to go, and then this successful story will come to a bright and good end.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.